Well, a new book about the history of American graffiti includes a story about a World War II era international phenomenon. I mean, who hasn't seen or at least heard the phrase, "Kilroy was here"? WBUR's Andrea Shea has the story.
You've probably seen it scrawled somewhere, the three words, "Kilroy was here," complete with an odd little man peeking over a wall. In his new book, The History of American Graffiti, Cambridge artist and author Caleb Nealon tells the moniker's backstory. It did what many graffiti artists wish their tags or street names would do. It ended up everywhere.
This little icon was something that grew in the latter days of the Second World War and became kind of like the U.S. Armed Forces tag, almost. It certainly wasn't thought of as that way, but it was something that was easy enough for everybody to remember. And for all these young men who were headed off to the war, you know, it was just sort of a reassuring sight in a way, I think, because it meant, you know, you weren't on unknown ground. You know, with the Americans had been here before. Kilroy had been here before, and Kilroy was... he was on your team.
At the time, it wasn't really important who Kilroy was, and Nealon says the icon became popular myth.
Where is everybody? Huh? Where is it? I'm alone!
Kilroy was at the top of Mount Everest. Kilroy was, you know, on the moon. Kilroy was everywhere. You can go look at the Bugs Bunny Hair Devil Hair cartoon where he meets Marvin the Martian, who's going to blow up the Earth. You know, Bugs goes to the moon, walks out, and what does he see? He sees Kilroy was here.
What's up, Doc?
I'm going to blow up the Earth.
In 1948, the Transit Company of America held a contest to find the real Kilroy. As it turns out, he lived in Halifax, Massachusetts, on the South Shore.
James J. Kilroy was a man who had worked as a rate setter at the Bethlehem Steel Shipyard in the Four River Shipyard in Quincy. That was a location where a lot of the big ships that helped the United States and the Allies win World War II, they came out of that shipyard. There were tens of thousands of men who worked there at the time.
Kilroy was an inspector, and to mark his work, he would write on ship parts,
"Kilroy was here." He didn't do the little man peeking over the wall. That was an aftermarket addition that someone along the way coupled with it.
James J. Kilroy died in 1963. While researching his graffiti book, Nealon tracked down Kilroy's eldest son and namesake.
When I was a kid, it was almost bewildering, and it was embarrassing. It was like making fun of our name. And so I always remember I never had a positive feeling toward it. And I'm not so sure anybody in my family did. It was just one of those weird things that happened.
James Kilroy is 78 years old and lives in Marshfield. He remembers the transit company contest that recognized his dad, especially what the family was given for winning, a trolley car.
Honestly, God, there was a trolley car was the prize.
And the transit company plunked it down in the family's backyard. The whole thing is surreal for this James Kilroy, and he's long wondered how "Kilroy was here" went viral, especially in a pre-internet era. One of his theories involves the hundreds of other inspectors his dad worked with at the shipyard.
It must have been "Kilroy was here" and, you know, Smith was here, Jones was here, Ed was here. But he had been a sign painter, and he had this great, really strong penmanship. And my guess is if this is, in fact, where it came from, it's because his, I guess, graffiti, for want of a better word, stood out. And that's pretty much the story.
But James Kilroy says there's one more ironic piece to this story.
My father was not in the service. In fact, I don't think he ever left the state of Massachusetts, except for occasional trips to Narragansett, Rhode Island, and Rockingham, New Hampshire, which were racetracks, and not exactly a world traveler. So that's what I think is the funniest part of the whole thing, is this guy never left his state.
But his accidental graffiti tag sure did.
That report from WBUR's Andrea Shea. Andrea has another story about Boston's role in the rise of graffiti culture. To hear that or see some pictures of the graffiti detailed in Caleb Nealon's new book, including images of "Kilroy was here," go to our website, radioboston.org.